If the Center for Public Policy Priorities has its way, no worker in Texas would make less than $10.10 an hour. That's the number President Obama has proposed, and it's almost a $3 raise from the current rate.
If you are working full-time in Texas and make a minimum wage, you're only bringing home a little more than $15,000 a year.
That's Garrett Groves, who works with the Austin-based nonprofit. Its new study calls for a minimum wage increase now, and Groves spent Tuesday at the Capitol listening to proposed legislation that would do just that.
If we want to live in a state where hard work really means self-sufficiency, then we need to raise the minimum wage in Texas.
The study by the Center for Public Policy Priorities shows more than a quarter of Texas workers would get a raise if the minimum wage jumped to $10.10. And Groves says most of those employees are the core of the workforce.
60% of those who would benefit from a minimum wage increase are in their prime working years, that's 25 to 54, when they should be saving for college, should be investing in retirement. They're not able to do so on a minimum wage salary.
The study also calculated what it calls a living wage in major Texas cities. In Dallas-Fort Worth, a single adult needs to make $13.84 an hour to cover food, housing, healthcare, and transportation. That's the equivalent of almost two jobs at the current minimum wage. Courtney Collins, KERA News.